Governor Walker had a chance to meet potential supporters in Iowa over the weekend, where he participated in a couple high-profile political events. We asked Marquette University political science professor and pollster Charles Franklin how Walker portrayed himself to the crowd as the governor considers running for president next year.
I think a lot of the biography that may have been new to Iowa was not particularly new here. I mean, I think it's been well known here that he spent his first 7 years in Iowa, for example, but a lot of accounts say that's a new thing for Iowans. I think the most important thing to realize is that we have become extremely familiar with the governor's story, but that's not true for everyone outside the state. And so part of what you saw was a very vigorous presentation of himself to Iowans that included reviewing the protests here, and he was very vivid about death threats to himself and to his family, for example. You haven't heard him say those things nearly as vividly here in the state, but they were very forcefully presented there. There were also some differences in tone. I think he was more forceful in talking about signing legislation to restrict abortion and to defund Planned Parenthood here in Wisconsin. During the fall campaign, you saw him play down those issues a good bit, but in Iowa on Saturday, he stressed those quite strongly for a conservative Republican crowd.
What was the reaction to the way he presented himself and the issues that he discussed?
It was quite positive. I think virtually every commentary I've read has said that he did very well, that he was well-received there, and for the first time for a lot of folks outside of Wisconsin, he presented himself very vigorously. It was a very strong, active speech, as opposed to what's often said about the governor, that he's a kind of boring speaker. He certainly overcame that barrier in Iowa.
Were there other ways that he attempted to differentiate himself from the other potential candidates?
I think the strongest thing that he's done for a long time here, but now we see him doing it there as well. The thing he stressed is that he's a governor with, as he put it, big and bold new ideas, things that a governor has gotten done in contrast to the things that senators and congressmen have failed to do, something he blames Washington for. So that theme is one that we've seen quite a bit before.
Finally, at this point in the campaign, or the potential campaign, if you will, what is the national buzz about the governor?
Well, it has generally been pretty strong. A lot of national handicappers who look at the race place him in the top competitive rank, even though his polling numbers still keep him back in the pack. That's largely a function of how little known he actually is outside of the state. The only slightly negative comment I've seen out of Iowa by an Iowa radio host and activist is that Walker was very strong on the biography, but was a bit vague on the details of issues beyond that. And I think that's the sort of thing that will develop over time as he clarifies his positions and is asked about a wide variety of issues.
Thank you once again for your time, Professor Franklin.
My pleasure. Thank you.